the Cancer Council Tasmania have a heap of fundraising things happening during October, not the least of which is the Unite in Yellow Gala, which is happening next Saturday night, 24th, at the Parranapple Centre, Devonport. Alicia from the Cancer Council, hello.
Good
Hang on, I better turn your microphone on. Which one are you? That one?
Good morning.
Good morning. So next Saturday night, now... Should we tell everyone who the special guest speaker is straight away?
Yeah, you can let them know now.
Okay. It's David Boone, all right? Now, when you say cricket legend, he's a dead set cricket legend, okay? Everyone knows or has heard of Boone. Magnificent player, and he'll have great stories to tell, and he's a really good public speaker. Boone has this reputation of people think he's a bit of a bogan, and to a certain extent he is, and that's what we love about him.
Yeah.
But he's quite a smart guy,
yeah,
and he's a really good public speaker, and he's going to be sensational. I can't think of anyone better.
No, yeah, we're very excited to have him on board. He's a local Tasmanian, so we didn't have to deal with any lockdown or quarantine situations.
Yeah,
so
true.
That's why we've still got Sam Newman zooming in for a 15-minute video link conference just to say hi and do a bit of a Q&A. But yeah, Boone will definitely be on the stage and doing a bit of meet and greet with the crowd in the audience. So
awesome.
We're very excited.
Yeah, that's terrific. All right, so last time we spoke, you were sold out, but you said sometimes people pull out at the last minute. Has anyone pulled out?
Yeah, correct. Look, the grand final is on the same night, so
yeah.
We've had a couple of people pull out. So we do have limited tickets available. They are open up until Monday midday. Midday Monday is really the latest I can pull it to. So
yeah.
If anyone's keen to join us, please give us a call or jump on the website and, you can book your tickets directly there or just call us in the office and we'll be easy to set you up for a table.
Right. Okay, so let's get to the auctions. The online auction is open now.
Correct.
We just had a look at it and some of the stuff you got. In fact, you brought in. Now, this is terrific. Okay. Okay, it's radio. So, it's, you know. But it's two things, isn't it? It's Kathy Freeman, right? So there's a photo of Kath with her Olympic gold medal from Sydney. And there is a Australia Post Olympic Games letter. I guess, is that a letter?
Yeah, it's what they did at the Olympics was all the gold medalists or all the Olympians actually signed one of these letters. So it just dates it back in 2000. So, yeah, very special, very unique. We've got this one. What you've got here is from Kathy Freeman, but we've actually got a whole album full of all the gold medalists that's also in the auction.
That's awesome. When I say letter, it's actually the envelope, okay?
Yeah.
So it's an envelope and there's a special Australia Post stamp with Kathy on the front with the gold medal, and then there's the envelope itself has a photo of Kathy and she signed that. And that's all mounted and framed and that's bloody awesome.
Very unique.
You've also brought in one of Brendan Favola's boots.
Yeah, a footy boot. Yeah. So in a very nice box. It's signed. It's a pretty unique piece. And, also online on the auction on cancertasbids.com.au. You can jump online and bid. It's open to everyone, so you don't actually have to attend the event to be able to get online and bid. So I'd encourage everyone to get on there. There's some amazing items.
Oh, there sure is. Okay, well, I really like the and I haven't scrolled because there's so many. I haven't had a chance to scroll through all of them yet, but the Muhammad Ali signed photo, okay, minimum bid $750, fair enough too. I mean, that's gold, literally gold.
Yeah.
So there's boxing shorts, Muhammad Ali signed shorts as well. Okay, so I'm an Ali fan, so those attract me straight away, but there's lots of sporting memorabilia, like signed Richmond jumpers. You've got Matthew Richardson has signed a bit of gear as well. And
yeah, we've got Dustin Martin and footy, but also cricket. There's a lot of cricket memorabilia there. There's also a netball diamonds top signed by the entire team. So, yeah, it's all pretty unique and very important to note that all these items have been donated to us and every cent that's raised stays here in Tassie and goes towards our support and prevention and clinical research for cancer.
Yeah. So, you know, as far as cricket goes, there's heaps of signed bats and things like that in particular. some Don Bradman memorabilia as well. Tell us about the driver dump truck, because this is probably the most unique item on the auction.
Yeah, so money can't buy experiences. What do you buy the person who has everything at Christmas? Christmas is around the corner, dare I say it already now. But so we've got a couple of money can't buy experiences, one being driving a dump truck brought to us by Shaw Contracting. You get the experience of driving one of those massive dump trucks that you always see along the side of the road, and whether it be for a little kid who has a big dream, or for me personally, I'm pretty excited about it. So I've always wanted to jump in, crawl behind the driver's seat, and depending on your age, obviously, you actually get the opportunity to drive one of them.
Cool. Very cool. Okay, so you go to you can go directly to the website.
Correct.
Which is cancertasbids.com.au.
Yep.
Or you can find a link via the Cancer Taz.
Facebook, the Cancer Taz website. We've got it everywhere.
Oh, there's heaps of great stuff. They're really good stuff. Now, last time we spoke, you'd spoken to our manager, Sylvia, about co-hosting the radio show or something?
Correct. Another money can't buy experience.
Okay.
Yep.
well, maybe you'd regret it after doing it, but if you want to find out what it's like and have a bit of fun, maybe give me the day off. I can sit on your side of the desk and read the paper or something while you do the work. Anyway, you can do that. Yeah.
Not to forget, there's also a raffle. There's raffle tickets available to everyone and anyone. First prize there is actually staying in your hometown at the Novo Luxury Apartments in Penguin, which is pretty special.
Yeah. And I noticed my old hometown of Townsville, there's a trip to Magnetic Island there, which is beautiful. It's a magnificent place. It's just across the bay from Townsville, and it's wilderness, it's beautiful beaches, it's sunshine, it's just a fantastic, really relaxed place. So, yeah, that's a good holiday. Right, so that's the auction. So cancertasbids.com.au, and the gala's next Saturday night at the Parranapple Centre. So check out the Cancer Taz Facebook and website page and see if you can get a table. Right, now let's talk about Girls' Night In. But first I'm going to play, before we talk about it, this is Francine, okay, and she's talking about ovarian cancer and about Girls' Night In.
My name is Francine, I'm 34, and at age of 31, I was told that I had stage 3 ovarian cancer, and I just felt I had no control over my life and my body had failed me. But having the support of my girlfriends made things feel normal, and having that sense of normality is really important in cancer. So hosting a Girls' Night In is a great opportunity to getting the women in your life together to talk about cancer awareness, but also to raise some important funding for cancer research. Catch up, raise funds, change lives.
So says it all, and it makes it all real when you watch videos like that and hear people who are actually going through it talk about their own experience and how fundraisers like Girls' Night In can actually literally help people.
Definitely, yeah. By holding a Girls' Night In event, you actually raise funds for cancer research prevention programs and support services for more than 50 women per day that are diagnosed with breast or gynecological cancer. So it's incredible and it's super important to us. And who needs an excuse for the girls to hang out and have a night in? So
sure. So where do girls register for that?
So you can jump online again for Girls' Night In. So it's girlsnightin.com.au. Just register through the Tassie link there. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to give us a call. There's so many different ideas and inspiration on the website for a great night in, I should say. And, what you're doing is fantastic. It raises funds for the Cancer Council and it all stays here in Tassie.
Yeah, awesome. How's the op shop going over there, East Devonport?
Yeah, excellent. Closed for cancer, yeah. Run off our feet. We had an amazing first month. So plenty of generous donations coming in. We've opened up an extra warehouse to actually stock everything that's coming in. So it's, definitely going off. It's fantastic.
Terrific. That's in Murray Street?
Murray Street, East Devonport. Great.
Yeah. Now, Martin's left me a note, actually. Martin Agaton's left me a note. So the Ulysses Club Cancer Awareness Motorcycle Ride from Latrobe to Campbelltown with a morning tea stop at Longford, pink and blue theme. So encouraged to dress your bike and yourself in pink or blue. It's open to all motorcyclists and riders. You don't have to be a member of Ulysses to take part in that. So that's coming up this Sunday. Leaving the Axemans Hall of Fame car park, Bells Parade, Latrobe, 9:15 sharp. And it's $10 donation per bike, and all funds going to the Cancer Council Tasmania for breast and prostate cancer support and research. Good thing.
Fantastic. Love to have Martin on board.
Yeah. Thank you, Martin, and well done to Ulysses for that. Anything else you want to mention?
I think that's about it. Yeah, just get online for those tickets. Doesn't need to be a full table. There's also individual tickets for the gala. But, yeah, like I said, midday Monday, that's when we have to close it up because we've got to do the last bits and pieces to get ready for the night. But otherwise, jump online and get online for that auction.
Love your work. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much, Aaron.